5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is RSBNB Update, episode 40, recorded Thursday, March 23rd, 2006.
Episode 40.
Yes, episode
40.
Divisible by 2, divisible by 20, divisible by 40, divisible 7. By 10,
yeah, and 9.
Yeah. So anyways, we're here this week with
divisible by pi.
We're here this week with point 8 and poison and Nate.
Point 8.
Yeah, the combination of you two.
Wow.
Yeah, point 8.
Original.
And Pika is also here with us today. He did lose connection during the show last week, so that's where he went.
Blame it on the government, kids.
Well, government doesn't control your connection, so I'm not sure that you can do that.
They invade your privacy. That's
the government controls everything.
Yeah, exactly. You saw that George Bush thing about the search queries and stuff? Yeah. I don't like that guy. But anyways, on to business. RuneScape updates. Does anybody here, play RuneScape besides me and Pika?
Poison's been doing the Legends Quest for 2 years, so I doubt that.
What is this RuneScape you speak of, Shane?
It's a massively multiplayer online game created by Jagex Incorporated based in the UK.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Delightful.
Yeah. Well, we have another noobish quest this week. Aid of the Mire Q. Sequel to In Search of the Mire Q. Kind of sounds like the same thing, I'd think, doesn't it?
Isn't it like Myrek?
Yes, Pika, yes.
I believe it would be like In Aid of the Myrek.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
In Aid of the Myrek.
Myrek.
Obviously, Shane, you have no concept of word pronunciations.
I vote for Myrek.
Nate, what about you? Myrek or Myrek?
I don't really care that much. I don't know. I guess. Myrek, Myrek. My mind, I don't know.
I don't know.
There we have it, 3-1. It is now officially Myrek.
Okay, fine then. Anyways.
There was barrels next to the thing on the recent news. It's awesome. So I was talking about barrels last week and duplicating and stuff.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, yes. Right. I
such a coincidence.
That. Yeah, they must have been listening. Anyways,
I said, the government knows. They own everything. They control everything.
No.
They hear barrels, they put barrels.
Well, yeah, the government does play a role in everything, but everybody can listen to everything. That's basically the way it's going. You can't go anywhere without being watched or listened to. There's probably security cameras in your own house if you don't know it.
Pika, so. Put your pants on. I'm watching.
Pants are on.
Anyways.
I'm watching.
Peasants.
Algeria owns the world.
Peasants of Burg de Rot are nervous. With no champions to defend them, it is only a matter of time before the vampires bleed them dry and leave them to disappear into the swamps. Will you allow the persecution to continue by the Can you sit by as the Myrek, damaged from their last struggle in the search of the Myrek quest, try in vain to steam the tide? Stem the tide, oops. Anyways... This quest introduces a new city which is close to the Barrows. I have not done the quest, so I am really at a loss for words as to what this quest does, but...
We have everything in common then, because none of us here have done the quest then.
Exactly. But I did hear there is rumored to be a...
How do you know I haven't done the quest?
Have you done the quest?
I'll leave that for everyone else to decide.
Anyways, okay. But there is rumors of a shark fishing spot in that town. Because, I don't know. Anybody heard anything about the shark fishing spot?
What?
Whoa,
I think sharks are good.
Yeah, sharks are good, aren't they?
Sharks are very good.
Yeah, they heal 20.
Yes.
I think Poison's yelling at a shark right now.
28 hit points. That's very,
Yeah, that's what they heal. Basically, I think poison is talking to someone in the background, thinking that he is being, that whoever is in the room thinks he's being, talking to himself. And as you know, if you've been doing the show before, and you, have somebody walking in on you, you can kind of think that they might think that you're talking to yourself.
Yes.
It takes quite a while for somebody
My parents already think I'm mildly retarded, so... This show doesn't help my case.
Is Pika's parents okay with it?
Yes.
They have to live with him. I think that's just hard enough.
Yeah,
they don't really care, Shane.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see why it should be a limitation why they would want me not to do the show.
There is no reason why they wouldn't want you to do the show. But, yes.
Shane's probably a bad influence on young children around the world.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten a number of people in trouble for being up late or talking to strangers on the internet or installing strange software. It comes with the job. But, anyways.
On this subject, we should talk about that responsible gaming reminder.
I just want to mention the rewards on this quest. 2K, attack, crapping, defense, and strength experience. Rod of Evandis, Gatorink's Warhammer, the ability to make the Guthix Balance Potion, and the ability to fight and destroy Vampire Juvenates and Juveniles.
Ooh.
2 quest points.
What's the Barrows Potion thing you're saying? What is it?
Guthix Balance Potion.
Oh, yeah, okay, that one too. What does it do?
I'm not sure on that. They haven't updated their Herblore page yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I guess that's kind of unknown what it does, and I don't even know what herbs it takes or secondary ingredients to do that. So anyways.
They need to update Herblore more.
Yes, they do, don't they? I like that skill, but it's far too expensive to raise.
Yeah, it is. It's just mental, people.
Yeah. Is poison still here? Or?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Did the crazy people take over your mind yet?
Poison? Did the crazy people take over your mind?
Crazy people live in my mind.
Wow, that's interesting. Anyway, on to the next piece of RuneScape news. The responsible gaming reminder. Anyways, this is basically
They have to post, these 6 times a year for people to read. They just keep copying and pasting it and adding more stuff each year.
Yeah, because there are people that do play kind of too much, and... There was a case once somewhere when the game consoles first started coming out, this kid, shit his pants or something because he didn't want to get off his game. So, yeah. I guess they do have to kind of post those.
There's going to be, a flashing screen every time you log into RuneScape saying it may cause seizures and people who have brain tumors will
seizures
blow
are
up
fine.
Or something.
Now, yeah. So, anyways, basically just this thing says if you die, lose some items, or get hacked, don't kill yourself over it, because it's not the end of the world. It's just a game.
What? Shane?
Yeah.
Shane, suicide is not the answer.
No, that's what they said. Don't kill yourself, because it's because you lost some money or something.
Yeah,
it's just a game.
Oh, I have yet to see something on the... BBC News or something that someone's killed each other. I've seen someone get raped in America about it in RuneScape, people meeting, but nothing like that. They should post stuff about that.
Yeah, they should, shouldn't they?
Shane.
Yes,
Shane. Suicide is not the answer. Stop talking about that now.
Of course it's not the answer. We all know that. Anyways, what does poison think of this responsible gaming reminder?
Please?
No.
I didn't know the responsible gaming reminder.
Oh, you didn't know about it?
No.
Okay.
Poison doesn't even check the news on Rune Village or RSVNB. How is he going to check RuneScape?
Yeah.
I check news on RSVNB.
Sure you do. Anyways, one thing we should have done at the beginning of the show, but we didn't, was we didn't get any background information on Poison, which we're going to do in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, we should.
I am going to give some feedback on completing Recipe for Disaster, the 100th quest that came out last week. So, Pika, you were telling me sometime last week that you were working on this quest. How many of the subquests did you get done?
I have 5 complete now.
Oh, that's good. Which ones?
Let's see. There was the chef one.
Yeah, the dwarf chef. The goblin one did you do?
Yes.
Evil Dave?
Not yet.
The ogre?
No.
Ceramic one?
Pardon?
Ceramic Varzi?
No.
The monkey?
No.
Then the new Lumbridge guide?
Yes.
So that's three.
No, there's one more.
Which one then was it?
I think I did four of them.
I wonder.
Let's see.
Lumbridge. Lumbridge.
There's a Lumbridge guide.
Pirate Pete.
Was he the one with the giant crabs?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember that now. It's quite cold under the ocean.
Oh yes, it is definitely.
It's cold and it's dark down under the sea.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a cat?
Yes, I have a cat.
Is it a kitten or a grown cat or overgrown or what?
Well, it's not small yet. It's not fat.
So it's a cat.
Yes, it's just a cat.
Yeah, you need one of those for the Evil Dave part. It's really good to have a good cat on that one. So.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Anyways, the quest, I think, was a very good quest. It wasn't too hard, except for the last boss, the Gelatinoth, which was the Dagonoth mom from Horror from the Deep.
Oh, dear, what kind of name is that?
Yeah, they changed the names around a bit. You remember that thing from Horror from the Deep where the Dagonoths are, how it changes color and stuff, how you have to fight it?
Oh, with the different spells, yes.
Yeah, now you have to do that except with
I still haven't
prayer.
Beaten that one.
You haven't beaten
what?
That one?
No.
It came out like 2 years ago.
He hasn't even done Legends Quest, like I said before.
Yeah,
he hasn't done Legends Quest, did he?
Yeah, me and Pika have done
Legends
Quest.
We went to Shiloh Village, and then he didn't
you
even bring...
Me.
You didn't even bring
you
the stuff.
Me.
Well, I was going to sit there for 7 hours waiting for you to get the stuff. We were already in Shiloh Village. You need to go, like, the wilderness to get your crap.
Oh, so in short form, Poison didn't bring his stuff, and he still hasn't brought his stuff a year later, right?
I don't have members anymore.
Oh, okay. I see.
You're poor.
Anyways,
your face is poor.
The
hurt.
Mom's poor.
Yes, I know.
Ceramic Varzi, the ogre, and the monkey one were pretty good. And at the monkey one, there's a new agility course, which I do have to say is the best agility course added to RuneScape, even better than the wilderness. So, it was what a good quest should be. None of this new crap.
Okay.
So, oh yes, you can also see some pictures on the blog at shane.rsbnb.com. It's filed under Recipe for Disaster. Done. So, yes, you can do that. Also, you can see a... I didn't actually post a picture of this, but your hands, as you do the quest, you get access to more things from this chest, including armored gloves. And these hands makes it look like your hands are just stumps, you know, when you get your hand amputated, that's what it makes your hand look like.
Ooh, how fun.
So, yes.
Let me amputate my hand right now so I can model what it would look like.
So... I don't know. There's your RuneScape updates. We ready to get some?
Hold on. No, don't go to questions yet. I wanted to say for Guild Wars that Guild Wars Factions is coming out the 24th of April. This will be awesome. It's
okay, then.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I want to get some background info on Poison. We did you last week. So, Poison. Tell. Do tell.
He's secretly a 50-year-old man.
Yes.
Anyways, so tell us a bit about yourself.
Like what?
Where are you from? How old are you? That kind of stuff, you know?
I'm 17. I live in Bismarck, North Dakota.
And
I play guitar.
Oh, okay.
What kind of guitar?
Electric.
Grand.
Oh, that's interesting. And his MSN name right now is set to Poison333. Dolphin Giggles?
What brand
of guitar
is it?
Hell no.
But what brand of guitar is it?
Fender Squire.
Ooh, a Fender. That's nice.
Yeah, you can tell I don't play any guitar here because I have no idea what these two are talking about with the guitar.
Shane, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Guitars are like life. Without a guitar, I'd simply die.
Yeah.
Bands.
So what position do you play in your band, Poison?
I'm singer and guitarist.
Oh, so you can sing then.
What genre of music
going
is
to sing, though.
Hmm?
What's that?
What do you sing?
Songs.
Like what genre? Like indie or punk rock or goth or anything?
Just rock. General rock.
I see.
What's that?
Yeah.
I think that you should be like an indie rocker, you know? Just like do your own thing. don't follow the mainstream. You need to take like Marilyn Manson and like Death Cab for Cutie and mix them, and that would be like the most ultimate thing ever. just try that.
Anyways, last week I think it was Poison sent in a question asking us to sing, so why don't we get him to sing?
Yeah,
no.
No?
Come on. The Itsy Bitsy Spider, come on. Row, row, row your boat. They put the canoes in RuneScape.
Yeah.
You can sing about that.
You don't want to?
The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Okay, then.
Down came Britain and washed the spider out.
My parents already think I'm insane.
Continue.
And the sun came out and dried up all the rain.
Now you missed like a huge part.
Itsy
bitsy spider came out to sing again. I don't know. To kill someone again.
children, let's not talk about killing people. That's not nice now.
It wasn't on the notes. I don't know.
No, Poison, what is your favorite site to get tabs at?
I don't really have a favorite site. I just...
Do you Google it?
Google them, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
What is a guitar tab anyways?
It's the music.
It's like... There's notes and then there's tab. Tab is just an more simplified way of writing it.
I see.
It's easy to read.
So how easy is it to play the guitar?
It takes practice.
Ah, okay.
It's practice.
So Poison, do you have any MP3s on your computer of your group?
No.
No?
No.
Is there anywhere people can get some of them?
Not yet.
Not yet? What are you guys going to be doing?
We just started our group.
Ah. So, you're going to try and distribute them online, or are you going to try and get a deal, or what?
I'm not quite sure right now. It's just something to do for fun.
I see. Alright, appears we are just getting Pika back right now. Should be coming back in any moment now.
Ethan, he's ringing. Oh.
Ringing. Oh, Pika, are you here?
No. Oh, yeah, he's in progress.
Pika?
He's in the groove.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Yes.
The first question. Who is your most famous RuneScape friend?
Me. Did somebody pass a little gas back there? there, I heard it again.
I think someone just ran into a wall.
Oh dear.
Okay.
They're knocked out by your powerful steps there, I guess.
So do you guys have any famous friends on RuneScape, then?
You're my friend, Shane.
Oh, yes.
I'll start.
But I'm not famous.
Yes, you are.
Poison to you. You start.
Well, back when I played, I think you know who Emperor One is?
No.
No? He was number one fire making for a while.
Ah, I see.
He was strange.
Strange for having number one fire making?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
I want to go.
No, yeah. You don't.
Okay. You should be quiet then. Hog Gunnun? He's number one herblore still.
Ah.
Yeah. Never heard of him. You're stupid.
I used to netcraft with him when he was going for 99.
I see. So yes. he's So you know him personally then, right?
Well, we used to talk a lot, but I think he blocked me. I don't know. I don't go on a lot, but he's German or something, so.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a German name. Jeins. Yeah.
Oh, speaking in German? Yeah. I wrote a Nazi Olympics article today for English.
Oh,
really?
It was
awesome. Yeah. It's how, like, the Nazis, like, pretended that they were good. Like, they fooled everyone, and then the U.S. knew, but they wanted to win all the medals. It was really interesting.
Yeah. So does Pika have any friends on RuneScape that he'd like to mention?
He's friends with me.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know.
Everybody's my friend.
Pika, you remember that one person, he who was a she, who gave us money when we were noobs? Gave you, me, and Mike money when we were noobs?
Of course I remember.
They're famous now, right?
Perhaps.
You ever talk to them? It? Her? She? He? Recently?
No, I haven't, Shane.
No. I don't know. I don't know. We shouldn't probably say the name, right? We're not gonna say it. This is from when we were back.
What's the name?
Number one in one of the skills.
Hey, did you guys realize Old Mike got 99 in all skills?
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
I just been in the hole or something, so I just realized now.
Yeah. So that one person. They're very high on the skill list, on the position in one of the 21 skills. They used to provide us with money when we were poor, but now we went on to our own things now, but they're kind of famous, and I still could talk to them if I wanted to. I don't know about Pika. I don't know. What do you think, Pika?
I think that person should die.
No. No, we're not going to say any names now because of the controversial nature of this. Because
that's not controversial.
Because that's the truth. It kind of went bad in the end with that. Pika has a whole story how he was a she, the wife was playing on her divorced husband's account, and her son played RuneScape as well. So.
Oh, that's right. He did play.
Where's Jerry Springer?
I don't know about that. So, oh,
there should be a RuneScape Jerry Springer.
Yeah, that'd be funny, wasn't it?
The day Pika divorces his tree.
Anyways, more on that question later if you ever manage to see Pika or I on MSN. I'm sure we can talk to you guys about it. Anyways, that was from Chief Snake. Thank you, Chief Snake.
I think I should take the next question.
Okay, go right ahead.
I spent a lot of time on that.
Now that France is going to pass legislation on forcing online music stores, mainly iTunes, to open up DRM technology so that MP3s work on their competitors' devices, do you think that this will be a benefit to the consumer, or is it just an excuse to limit Apple's power? That's from Mushroom Queen.
Yeah, what do you think on this?
I believe
Apple
that
sucks.
I believe that. Perhaps this is just more of a convenience thing for the consumer.
Yeah, for the other... to be able to buy your music on iTunes and play it on any player, right?
Correct.
Because since 2001, when the iPod came out, it's been a proprietary system. So, I don't know.
I believe that iTunes will greatly benefit from this.
Yeah, definitely, because...
Nate, are you eating something?
No, that's not me. I'm actually just sitting in my chair, doing nothing.
Peeing?
You wish.
Touching himself?
No.
Okay.
I think we agree that this will help the other companies, but it might hurt Apple. Or how could it hurt Apple? I don't know.
It's going to make Steve Jobs turn to the next Bill Gates in like 2050.
Yeah.
When he dies. He's going to be richer when he's dead than alive.
He should just sell his friggin' operating system in a box for all computers.
Yeah. Or he should make it... I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, make it so it works on anyway.
If Steve Jobs were to work together with Bill Gates, perhaps they could make an operating system that actually works.
Anyways. No. Thank you for that question, Mushroom Queen. Who wants to take the next one?
I guess I will.
Okay.
Okay. It seems like Jagex is trying to bring us a new quest practically every week. Personally, I think they're wasting their time. If Jagex would only do a quest maybe once a month, that would give them so much more time for things like graphic improvements and game features such as player-owned houses, carpentry. What do you think? Virtual Snipe. Whatever. I want to comment first. Okay, you comment, and then I go after you.
Okay, actually, Jagex doesn't spend that much time on quest. It doesn't actually take that much time. They are working on player-owned houses and other stuff, I believe, and quests are just to tide you over or whatever.
Exactly. You know? A quest is a small entity in a large game like that, because they have many developers, and it doesn't take the whole handful of developers to work on a quest. So basically, it's the higher-end people, I'd assume, in the Jagex Corp that are working on player-owned houses and stuff, so...
They promised us at the beginning of the year that there's been player-owned houses and carpentry skill.
Exactly. But...
They lied. They lied twice.
Yeah, and they promised that when RuneScape 2 came out, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
And as I recall, it was on the skill list in RuneScape Classic for quite some time, except you couldn't level it. That's right, right? You guys both played RSC. Right?
I did, yeah.
No. Okay.
I started in, like, 2002, January.
Yes, I see. Okay. Yeah, I think that they are working on it. It's just one of those things, you know, that is coming, but it's not fully perfected yet, right? So, yeah.
Yep.
We agree that it should come out.
I just wanted to build a house before I quit RuneScape. And I quit RuneScape and didn't build a house. And I don't eat... My cat is still a kitten.
Yeah, that's...
I haven't succeeded a lot of my goals.
Yeah, that's rather depressing that my cat... My cat has never grown up. It's either ran away or didn't work or something like that.
That's why you feed it.
I ran out of milk.
Sure.
I don't have a built-in milk dispenser.
You can go milk a cow south of Falador now.
Okay.
Netted cow milkers. Okay. Thank you, Virtual Snipe. The next question is from Zelisa Zed. I will read this one. As far as I know, with the new random event involving the Grave Digger, you're always rewarded with the closing first and then the emotes after. This must be intentional. So what do you think, Jagex, about giving the closeout first then the emotes, rather than how the mime works? For those who don't know, the mime gives either an emote or a piece of mime clothing. Yes, but you do not receive all emotes before getting clothing, or the other way around. Actually, correction, that's from PFK99, so that's Pika's friend, right?
Everyone is Pika's friend.
Exactly. I think Pika's having problems again. Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
He pays too much for his internet.
I know, it seems really bad, his connection. Yeah. He showed me a speed test. It was like, 900 kilobits down and 300 up? On cable?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I run 331k. I have charter... high speed.
Yeah.
It's not really high speed, but it gets me where I want to go.
Yeah, I get 6200 down.
I hate you.
What does poison have?
What's that?
What kind of internet do you have?
I have cable.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you pay a month?
I don't know. I don't pay for it.
How about you, Shane?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much it costs.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
I know mine's $30. It's not worth $30, but it's better than dial-up.
Yes. Anyways, so what do we think about how it gives out the clothing first compared to the emotes, whereas with the mime, it's totally random?
I like the scared emote.
I think it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I haven't had that zombie event, but I know last week, when Mike was on RS, he managed to get all the zombie, full zombie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't even play RuneScape a lot.
No, but he was on and got it.
He's lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't even, I just got a mime boot and leg things, and it took me a year and a half.
Wow.
Since mime came out.
I got
and I got
mime.
Three mime emotes.
I got full mime.
I hate you again.
So, yes.
I've been trying to get that. I've never gotten a mime.
Well, yeah.
You don't play enough.
Well, I used to.
But you played for like 2 days when RS2 came out, and then you died.
No, I played like a month after RS2 came out.
Oh. Did you play up to the day when, like, we all went to Sears and we were at, like, the trees cutting magics and everyone was there, like, a big group of us, like, a year ago?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I thought you were.
And
that was fun.
Party thing?
Yeah.
The cutting party?
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, yeah. Continue. I need to go to bed soon.
Okay, well, anyways, moving on then. I don't know why they did that. It kind of takes the fun out of it without it being random. I think random is a good thing, right?
Like Pika? Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good.
But he's random.
Oh, yes, definitely, see? Definitely. So, anyways.
Tech news.
We have no idea why it's like that, but... yes. That was from PFK99s, and I did somehow squeak another question in here. Do you think the Dragon Pickaxe is going to be released? This is from Lisa Zed. What do you guys think about the Dragon Pickaxe going to be released?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be released. Yeah. It was on the high scores. Pitcher on top, and then they removed it.
Well, based on what we've seen so far with the new Dragon equipment, it's going to be a piece of crap, because the woodcutting axe is about best for killing people with, so... Yeah, it's kind of
depressing. Special sucks. Yeah, I tried it.
You're going to get to put a pickaxe through people's head now.
And
when that comes out.
And, well, does the dragon axe head right now currently fly off when you're not paying attention?
Well, yeah, it's an axe, so I assume so.
That'd suck. So what do you do, like, if someone doesn't pay attention, you pick up the axe head and you put it to, like, a normal...
Yeah, then you need to get a stick.
Axe. And then it, like, magically turns, like, an old piece of crap. handle.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And on to tech news, I guess.
Yeah.
Windows Vista delayed until January 2007, even though it said November last week. And how it will be available, the enterprise version will be available in November to those type of companies. It was hit by quality issues, which caused it to be pushed back a few weeks in quotes there. Prompted manufacturers to delay the customer version till 2007 because they wanted more time to test and prepare their systems. And someone says, I cannot imagine why any PC manufacturer would not want to have Vista systems to sell for the holidays. They will lose the benefit of massive Windows marketing as well as brand new operating system to dress up their PC. Yes.
It's Vista, all I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah, but you're not getting it until like January, so... Yes.
I asked my mom to return it if she bought me Vista. And if I told my mom I wanted Vista, she'd look at me like I was stupid.
What does Poison think of Windows? What does Poison think of Vista? Or Windows?
Vista?
Yeah, Windows Vista. Or Windows in general.
Say it sucks.
Well,
I didn't say that.
I'm going to get it when it comes out. I personally...
I'm blocking you now.
Why?
You're gonna get it.
Yeah.
Don't get it. Don't. It's just Windows Vista is gonna turn out to like Windows Me or
no.
Windows 2000. Oh yeah, it's going.
They wouldn't do that.
It's their first open source soft operating system. It's gonna suck.
It's
so
not
much.
Open source.
Not open
I
source.
I thought it was open source.
No, that's Linux.
Know.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
It's Windows.
Yes.
Anyway,
moving on. Any of you guys in the market for a new laptop?
I have one. I have two.
You have two,
and my dad's
okay.
military laptop, so I'm good.
Okay.
I've got my PC, so I'm good.
Anyways, right now the fastest XP laptop is the Apple MacBook Pro Core Duo.
Mac? XP?
MacBook Pro Core Duo.
Yes. It says fast Windows what? XP.
Yeah,
Apple
you can install Windows on them now.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's the best rig to run Photoshop on than any other Core Duo laptop out there. Also, the people who did manage to get
XP. What about Illustrator?
Hmm?
What about Illustrator?
Oh, I assume it's pretty good because Illustrator and Photoshop run kind of the same, don't they? Like, same performance?
Mm.
I don't know. I ran the Photoshop on my laptop. It was regular processor.
Yeah. Well, this is
Pentium 3. It's awesome.
Well, yeah, well, the times for this on these benchmarks are really, really good. But anyways, this group of people booted XP on the new Intel Max, and they did win $13,854.
What is that?
It was a contest?
Yeah, it was a contest. And
that's
it is
awesome.
Legal. So,
it is.
Yeah. The only problem is video drivers haven't been released yet for them, so that's what they're currently working on right now. So,
look at Bill Gates and Steve Jobs partnering.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Jobs makes the laptops. Bill Gates makes the crappy software. Everyone's happy.
Yeah. Yeah, Apple's a good hardware company. Anyways, so take a look at this if you're interested in buying a laptop. Anyways, so you might have just gotten one of those new Dell XPS gaming systems. Anyone here?
Oh, I was looking at those. And then I heard Dell's blow up, so I bought an HP.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do with your old one? You can't just throw it away. They contain heavy metals, bad for the environment. So there's
give it to a hobo.
Yeah, that's one thing you can do. One thing you can do. Or you can go to this website and it'll have a whole list of stuff you can do with them. For instance, some of my favorites are to use it as a backup computer or create a file and print server. So, definitely.
I'd use it as a file server.
Yes.
I'm trying to find. I have an e-machine that I want to turn to a Windows file server, but I'm scared it's going to blow up.
I don't know if it would.
It's Pentium 3. It has 32 megabytes of memory. I got to update it.
Why an Intel?
What?
Why?
Because it came AMD. With it. I have AMD. On my on my new computer, I have a Pentium 3 on my e-machine.
Yeah, he has a Pentium 3 on his crap.
Oh, yeah, you have that.
E-machine, it's like the old school of BJ computers. You know, like the warehouse. There's like a $600 computer.
Yeah, it's when you could get a $600 one. You can probably get one now, I think.
I got my computer for $600 with 1 gig of memory, 200 gig hard drive.
Well, that's pretty good. So, yes.
Yeah.
Ways to use an old computer. Take a look. Don't throw it away. Next. Once again, new Internet Exploder vulnerability has been found.
Exploder.
Ooh.
Yes. Vulnerability confirmed on a fully patched IE6 system, Windows XP Service Pack 2. Also, Internet Explorer 7 Beta 2. So, yes, even IE7 is vulnerable.
Yes, the 7 is just a ripoff of Firefox.
Yeah, they tried to make it safer, but obviously they didn't, so, yes.
They can't. It has to take a free open source company to beat a company that spends billions of dollars on just one program, and they just keep failing.
Yes, unfortunately.
Because people who live in a lab don't know what's out there. All
right.
They just know is just they program it, and it works, and they're just dancing around, and they've watched the money fall from the sky
exactly.
Until someone dies.
When you're programming, you have to check on everything. Even that's
they
something.
Don't check. They just say, oh, we have beta. We're awesome, and then they release it, and then people get hacked, and people complain.
Yeah.
And
that's why. That's why if you're programming, you have to check that. So, yes. Anyways, it can be exploited by a malicious website to corrupt memory in a way that the program flow will be redirected to the heap. For those of you guys who don't know, the heap is a area where is an area of the memory.
Cool.
Yes. Anyways, this is a warning that a successful exploitation allows for any code whenever the target visits a rigged website. So it's pretty serious. You might want to consider switching to Firefox if you're currently an IE.
Or Opera.
Yeah. Opera is no better than Internet Explorer.
Oh yeah.
They're based on the same thing, so you're not safe.
Based.
People say they tried the AOL Explorer, but it's just.
It's just IE.
With tabs.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
do you know, do they use .hd access to use the exploit, or do they insert JavaScript on the page?
I am not sure about that. Okay. I don't think it would be .hd access.
Because you could force downloads with .hd access.
Okay. Shh. We don't want to give any important vulnerability security things away.
I'm sorry. You can edit that out, Shane.
Okay. On to rants now. Who here is a good reader?
I'm not. I'm only in 9th grade.
Think natives.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'll read this first one. Poison can take number 2, Nate can take number 3.
But that's a long one.
You weren't on last week, so you, no. Poison's taking number 2.
I'll take 1.
No, you're taking number 2. You weren't on last week.
So?
Yes. Yes. No. Yes.
I can't even read.
I'll have to pick, otherwise I'll have to send you guys both back down to level 36.
What
is level 36, anyways?
That's where the design crew is.
You haven't explained it to us.
You just keep saying. You said that last week, and you're like, Nate is down in design crew, level 36 with Poison, and he does stuff. And I was like, what's level 36? I didn't want to say anything, because I was all nervous. And stuff.
One.
Level 36 is called level 36 because that's all the way, because the forums, if you have access to all of the forums, the design crew forums are at the bottom of the list. That's why it's called level 36.
So but you think we suck?
The general design crew discussion is forum 41.
Oh, the general design crew is level 41? Okay, then
you should give us access to all the forums so we can count.
Yeah.
You guys can go. Okay, then you're on level 41 then. Okay.
I like area 51.
No, that's already taken.
Wait.
I like that though.
You have 45 too.
Well, what do they put in 45?
What is 51?
That's where they have the development board for PHEVB.
Oh.
Ha ha ha. No. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'll read this first one. Well, I think it's bull that there's only 4 numbers in the bank bin. It's easy to guess if someone ends up with your password. I think it should be 5 or 6. LOL, I lied. I just wanted people to hear what people had to say. Never been hacked since I started playing. Never changed my pass since I started playing. 3 years ago, thanks for the response, except for those idiot flamers.
$20 bet he was hacked right after that post.
Yeah. You guys want to know how many possible ways of doing that bank pin? There are 10,000 possible bank pins.
What?
10,000 possible bank pins.
He's a computer science student, Poison, so you don't have to worry.
There's 10,000 possibilities for a bank pin. I don't think that's hard to guess.
Well, he just said he never changed his password, so he was kind of being a little, I don't know.
Oh, Poison
unless
said
he has
that?
Like a, what?
Poison said he never changed it?
No, it says right here.
Oh, yes.
It's my password since I've been playing 3 years ago. Unless it's a 21-character password.
My password's pretty long, but I won't say any more about that.
How many characters, Austin?
It goes to the end of the screen.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll stop there.
Yeah, so what do you guys think about this guy? I don't know. 10,000? 1 in 10,000? Chance of getting it on the first try? It's not.
I don't know. I think that they did it nicely, that when you put your mouse over the numbers, it disappears.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Like, if you have any
screen capture things.
Yeah, the screen captures, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But they could just look at the other screen and see what's not there.
What number's missing. So that's what you like when you put your mouse over, it should all disappear.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
pretty good. Yeah, 10,000 possibilities. I really don't think it's that not that insecure. So,
yeah. I really, with that thing, yeah, like when you put your mouse over, they can find out which one disappears.
It's yeah.
Just really, no, I don't see a real reason for Bank Pin to be there.
Really?
I don't know. You're going to get it anyways. I don't know. I use it, but if you just think about it, if there's a screen capture and you put your mouse over it, they're still going to get it anyways.
Yeah, that'd be bad. So, anyways, yes. That was one rant. I don't know what that was about, but basically saying that there should be a longer bank pin, but there's really no point to that. So, next rant, Poison. You
should be banned
one.
From the forum for spamming.
Poison, your turn.
He died again.
Okay, your turn then.
Okay. Today I was at Castle Wars in the enemy supply room with full aids, and I just did Dragon BX special. A level 125 comes in and says, one verse one. I say, no, like, you give me a chance, okay? We start fighting, and I'm clearly disadvantaged in every way. He has full Guthans and, is that, whatever.
Dragon Square, Whip Fury.
Yeah, Whip Fury. I only had full room, Whip Glory, Amy, oh, Glory, Abby Shield. I was on like no other and was left with three bandages. Luck finally turned to my side and I was constantly hitting 33s and 34s. He frantically healed while I was hitting mad 30s and finally said no more bandages left with a smiley face. Sad face.
Yeah. Oh.
I had three left and I was still hitting like mad. I red bared him till some idiots came in and interrupted our one verse one fight. The level 25 said, I said one verse one, they didn't listen. I won the fight, but barely because the stupid noobs who wouldn't listen to us drained my aids. I killed him and the last one ran away like stupid coward. I level 101, by the way.
104.
Whatever. I can't wait. I told
you
that.
He didn't want to do it.
He said, the point is, I'm sick of 1 verse 1 being interrupted in spite of both of us saying 1 verse 1 enraged when they were attacked. So
I have a simple answer to this.
Yeah.
Just go to the duel arena.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. I really don't care if someone's doing a 1 verse 1, whether it's RuneScape, Half-Life,
I want my experience.
Or Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Or in Timbuktu, I am going to interrupt that 1 versus 1 and kill someone.
That's very violent, Shane.
Yes, in this game, if like, I used to play this game that was based outside called Tribes 2. People would always try in 1 versus 1, but no, that's not allowed on there, so I just go in and take out the enemy. It's not
fun.
For 1 versus 1. If you want a 1 versus 1, go to the duel arena. Thank you. Next rant.
And then
I'll
you
do
can
it.
Win for money. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
You sure you skip out on the short one, don't you?
Yeah. Why
you did
they change?
Purpose.
Hey. Why did they change the Amis? I liked them better before because they were shiny, but now they look dull and look see-through. Why, Jagex, why? Speaking of bugs,
yeah, I added
shoes.
That in. Sticky shoes.
Oh.
Well, when did
what
this
is...
happen?
This was last night.
What?
You're confusing me. What?
Anyways, what happened is they changed the color of the amulets so it looks kind of see-through.
What
so
color?
So it doesn't look as good.
What amulet?
Well, all the amulets. The string looks kind of see-through
what?
Now.
Well,
so?
The string is kind of see-through, not shiny.
Well, no.
They make it like it's wool.
It's
like.
Partially transparent now.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Well, real string's so thin anyways, you can't really see it.
No.
They make string on RuneScape.
You can see
like,
this at
yeah.
shane.rsbnb.com as well as the sticky shoes. I am wearing a glory amulet, and you can see that it's kind of... kind
Are
of
you flying?
No, that... No. That's
Mike.
Doing a jump emote.
Oh.
And look at his shoes. That's a bug with the new and with the Infinity boots. They got stuck. They're stuck to the ground whenever you walk.
Oh, those are his shoes?
Yeah.
Well, you better make sure Mike doesn't get banned for bug abuse.
There's really nothing he could do. Because it's just a display bug.
Just stuck there? Like,
yeah, he jumped and then... move? Like, he could move, but whenever he'd move, it would look like, it would look like
sticky
shoes? Yeah, your shoes are sticking, so... Yeah.
That's cool. Is the bug still there or no?
Yeah, it was still there today.
Oh, so. Okay. I'm still not going on RuneScape, so... You're gonna have to, like, make a video and show me.
I don't know, so...
If you can, yeah. Video.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Did you change your, theme on your web, your blog every
Yeah,
day?
I did. You like it?
Like, every single week it's a different one.
Really? It hasn't changed in, like, 6 months.
I guess I don't get out much.
No. This is new, and I like it.
Like, there was one of them that was, like, really annoying, and the links were all over the place, and I couldn't, like, click anything. Mm. I don't know which one it was.
Was it the one with the green at the top? Like, the bluish, tealish green?
I don't know. I've seen so many. I swear, you, like, change it every day.
No, not every day.
Then it magically changes on its own.
No, I'm afraid not. So, anyways, so yes. There's your rats.
Wait, good. Someone shot a guy for keeping out, for walking on his grass?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
On
yeah,
his
in
blog.
The States, this guy shot the 15-year-old neighbor boy because he walked on his grass, shot and killed him.
Yeah, that's cool. Not really.
No, it's not.
It's interesting. That's like a guy that has anger problems. Is the kid dead?
I think so. Yeah it says in the 911 call. I just killed the kid.
What
you
should
just
I do?
Killed the kid? The new the supervisor said. Then the guy said, "Yes, ma'am."
Oh wow!
It's pretty strange,
wow.
Eh?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's.
I'll post
scary.
A link to this in the notes.
Definitely.
I'm just people reading gonna... this topic on RSBNB non RuneScape discussion by Brad. Are you a cat person or a dog person? Yeah, I've been thinking about it. We've discussed it in a few MSN conversations, but what do you prefer, a cat or a dog person? I'm a cat person just because dogs require humans too much. Cats just do what they want, when they want. Also, have you ever heard of a cat trying to get on with your leg?
Yeah.
Well, the girl cat
does weird
my cat.
Stuff. She, like, she rubs her face against my chest. It's weird.
That's good. You didn't want to go lower than that. Hey, there was a topic about Harry Potter. Yeah. I tried to change a discussion about Emma Watson, but it didn't work out.
Oh, what was the discussion?
I think it was something about Snape.
Really?
It was, yeah, it was like, was he bad, evil? Oh, no, it was Snape, good or evil topic.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll down, it's like in the middle. And I tried to change it to Emma Watson, but everyone was like, I don't know.
So, yeah, I'll be posting a link to this topic. It's kind of interesting. So, yes, I think, are we done? Anybody have anything they want to add?
Could we make this show even longer? I don't know. Oh. I'm making a script for a multi-forums for PHVBB3.
I'm making a sandwich.
That's
right now.
That's good. Right now.
Okay,
making
well.
Making a sandwich live with Poison 333.
Wow, that's amazing.
He's the new Martha Stewart's.
So, yes.
What?
I don't know.
I have to go to bed.
Okay, so I guess we'll be closing out the show now. For episode 40, this has been Shane128, Poison333, and Nate. Also, partial PK existence again. Unfortunately.
We love you, Pico.
See ya, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.